Pesukim. Parshat Bo has one of the Pesukim regarding tefillin. Pasuk says, "Vahiyala ot al yadcha," and yadcha here is spelled yud dalet chaf hey. And the Gemara is derish that yud dalet chaf hey is yad keha. So it goes on your weak hand. So for most people, since the majority of people are righties, so the tefillin are going to go on your left hand, beyond smoke. But the Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, it's specifically Yad Keha, your weak hand. There are a lot of explanations abound as to where the tefillin goes, and some people like to explain that it's Karov Lalev. And he says that may be true in general, that your arm is near your heart, but the tefillin going Karov Lalev is by chance, meaning, he says, if it's a lefty, it's still going to go on your Yad Keha, on your weak hand, which is on your right hand. And your, though lefties and righties may be backwards in some ways, their heart is still towards the left part of their body rather than towards the right part of their body. So it's not Karov Lalev for them. It's not going on this spot here to be near their heart. The heart, if it's going to be near their heart, it would still go on their left hand. So the whole issue is that it's on your weak hand, on your weak arm. So the lefty puts it on his right arm, the righty puts it on his left arm. And what's the message about that? So Moshe Feinstein says the message is that not all the time does it seem to us that a mitzvah is easy. Sometimes it may be technically or in some level difficult for us to do the mitzvah. But we shouldn't be looking at the mitzvahs that way. So if you do mitzvahs looking at them that they're very hard and very difficult and they're an onerous burden, so that's not a very great milah to be looking at the mitzvahs that way. And for example, we say ha'usa tefillah tokeva. If you daven by road and there's nothing special about your tefillah, it just becomes like this humdrum routine, monotone that you run, what some people refer to as psukei d'zimra mode, where you and just daven without any emotion about it. So it's not tachanunim. What does tachanunim mean? You're not beseeching HaKadosh Baruch for anything. You're just doing this recitation of davening, and I'll be done with it, and I'll mark off a V, and now I could go eat. That's not what davening's about. Davening's about talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that's what the left hand here represents. And when it comes to every mitzvah has it, that you can view it as, oh, here I got to do this mitzvah. I don't want to, but what am I going to do? So let's just get it over with. Or you could view it as, this is what I want to be doing, what I'm supposed to be doing. So his example is when it comes to be Shomer Shabbos. So when it comes to keeping Shabbos, you can view yourself as, well, I really want to be working. Every day I make, X amount of dollars a day by working. So if I work 6 days a week, I make 6x. And if I work 7 days a week, I would make 7x. Or, I don't know, if you're working Sunday, so I would make 5x or 6x. So, therefore, I'm giving up on X amount of dollars by working. So, oy vey. So, that's not the great way to view yourself as keeping Shabbos. It's not a good way to look at Shabbos. And it's certainly, kol shekein shelo yidchanchu banav betov. Certainly, that's not a great message to be passing on to your children. Rather, osa zeber ratzon of simcha, machmat she'ad rabbi yodeh she'beschod ha-shabbat noten lo Hashem bracha b'moli. Rather, instead of viewing Shabbos as, what a lost opportunity for business, I could have stayed at work, but rather, because I'm keeping Shabbos, Hashem is giving me the 5 or 6x the rest of the week. Because of my keeping Shabbos, Hashem is making sure I have enough the rest of the week. So he says, that's how we're supposed to be looking at Shabbos. And that's how we're supposed to be looking at all the mitzvahs. And that's how we're supposed to be educating our mitzvahs. That this is the Derech HaTorah. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And we do it. It's not difficult for us. Because this is everything. As in, keeping Shabbos isn't difficult. Because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And I only get my parnassah the rest of the week from that. Not that I'm giving up on parnassah by keeping Shabbos. And he says, that's the difference between the left hand and the right hand. In other words, it's Yad Keha. So for most people, this is your left hand, you're saying, oh, I'm doing the mitzvah, it's difficult. No, we do the mitzvahs anyway, we don't look at them as being difficult. It's as though it's being done in our right hand, as though it's being done easily the way we would want to do it. And how do you get to that point? The only way you can get to that point is with proper machshava, with proper mindset, which is why, in addition to the tefillin on our arm, we also have the tefillin on their head. And the tefillin, the kedush amitit, is in the rosh and the moach. And that's why you have the tefillin on your head, neged moach. And this helps the masa of your hand. We put it on our hand, and you might think, oh, I'm putting it on my left hand, so difficult. And we're saying, no, I'm going to think about putting it on my left hand as though it's the easy way to do it with my right hand. And why am I doing that, and how am I able to do that? I'm able to do that because of my proper machshava, and I have that, and I'm symbolizing that with the shel rosh. So the only way that you're going to get to this machshava kedosha is to practice doing the masa even before you understand it, which is why we train our children in doing mitzvahs already. You know, well, what does it matter that he's, wearing tzitzis? He doesn't get what tzitzis are yet. What does it matter whether he's keeping Shabbos? He doesn't get what Shabbos is about yet. He doesn't get what Pesach is about yet. He doesn't get what the brachos are about yet. He doesn't understand, you know, Borei mi name is Anor. Hashem made this? I know, my parents gave me a cookie. Hashem made this. Hashem made the fruit? I know that my parents, you know, the teacher gave me an apple. What does this have to do with it? Okay, he doesn't get it. But we train him in the mitzvahs now. He's used to doing them. And because otherwise, if you're going to wait till he's able to understand it and then you'll start training him, you're not going to be able to be successful. You have to already put him getting used to the mitzvot, and only then can he get to the point where he's used to doing the mitzvot, and he'll have the machshava tova to be mekayim them beratzon, as though they're all being done easily with his right hand rather than with difficulty with his left hand. I'll conclude with a story from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Ruyin adavar l'misha amram. So somebody came to Moshe Feinstein and said, you know, this used to be a common situation in America, from what I understand. I wasn't there then, before I was alive, but from my grandparents' age, maybe, when people went to work, they went to work on the beginning of the week, and at the end of the week, when they didn't come in on Shabbos, so they were fired for coming in on Shabbos. You know, they said, you don't come in on Saturday, don't bother. I don't know if they worked on Sunday or not, but don't bother coming in the beginning of next week if you don't come in on Saturday. So every single week, it meant starting the week, you had to find a job. And every week, that meant going into Shabbos, knowing that you are unemployed and have to start looking for work the next week. So this guy says to Moshe Feinstein, Rebbe, every single week, I was Moiser Nefesh for Shabbos. Every single week, I gave up my job. I knew I was being fired by not going into work on Shabbos. On Friday, I left, you know, before Shabbos, I came home and kept Shabbos. And every single week I did this. That was my Mesiras Nefesh for Shabbos. But my kids, none of them are from now. How is it that a person like me, who was Moser Nefesh for Shabbos, isn't Zocha that his children get it? My kids are now Mechalei Shabbos, they're not giving Shabbos, they're not from. Shouldn't my Mesiras Nefesh have given me some kind of schos in raising my children that they would also be Shomer Shabbos? How had that happen? So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, you know, there is a lot of schos for being Mesiras Nefesh for Shabbos, and, you know, really it should help you. But let me ask you, every week when you came home and Friday night you told your kids about you keeping Shabbos, and that means, and all that entails for you, which for you meant that you were giving up your job and you didn't know where your parnasa was coming from the next week. What did you tell your kids about them? Did you tell them, Shvera Zainayid? Oh, how tough it is to be a Jew? If you told them that. So, of course, the message they got week in, week out from you keeping Shabbos was how tough and how bad and how difficult it is to be a Jew. So when they're going to grow up and they make their own decision, they're like, well, should I be Jewish? Meaning, obviously, they are Jewish, but I'm saying, should I act and live my life realizing that I'm Jewish, or should I live my life by another set of circumstances? And when they thought about what Judaism is, one message rings in true in their ears, Shvera Zainayid. Oh, it's so tough and so difficult to be a Jew. So why would they choose that? Of course they're not going to choose that. So instead, you could have said, how great, this is what it is to be a Jew, how great it is, we're keeping Shabbos. You speak about it positively, this is what the Rabbanu Shlomo wants from us. Rather than Shvera Zainayid, then maybe, you know, there's no foolproof solutions to having from children, and that's at least the start. That's the ishtadlus, is to at least speak positively of keeping Torah and mitzvahs. And therefore, the whole Shver Zaniyid approach doesn't work. And it's a message we have to remember constantly when we're talking to our children. Baruch Hashem, right? I live here in Eretz Yisrael, so the Mesiras Nefesh to pay for my children's education isn't as great. But I know, speaking to a lot of people in America, talk about the cost of tuition. So tough to pay the tuition. Okay, so if you talk about how tough and difficult it is to educate yourself as a Jew in front of your children, so what message are you giving them? Oh, it's so tough to give you a Jewish education. If you talk about how tough, instead of talking about how important it is and how wonderful it is, and this is why we live, this is the best part of my life, is making sure that my kid is getting educated, getting his Torah education, then maybe we have a hope that the Torah education that you're paying for and being Moser Nefesh for, I'm not saying you're not being Moser Nefesh by paying that tuition, but you want it to work. How is that going to work? You have to show them the geschmack, the good part, how much we enjoy Judaism. And that's the message from Moshe Feinstein, both from that story with the man who kept Shabbos by being Moser Nefesh for it, but he informed his children he's being Moser Nefesh for it. Don't view it as Mesiras Nefesh. View it as, this is what we're all about. And that's the message Moshe Feinstein says, V'ayalod al yadcha. We put it on our weak hand to show that even though a mitzvah may seem as something that might be difficult, we're not supposed to view it that way, and we're certainly not supposed to educate our children that way. We should be zocheh to do the mitzvahs with the right machshavot, and to educate our children to do the right machshavot, and they should all be matzliach to grow in Torah mitzvahs.